Guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. We welcome you to another exciting episode of the Education for All radio show, where our goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. We'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of the Will Flow Music. Of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly Save Movement. Please be sure to check out his website at www.williemoorejr. That's williemoorejr.org. Also, if you have a product or a service that you would like to, that you feel can benefit parents and families, or you want to become a program sponsor, contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. For additional resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. We want to welcome you to this episode of Education for All radio show, and before we get started, I'd like to make sure that you all are aware that our latest Involved Parent magazine is now available online. Please visit the website. There are several wonderful articles we have, and our writers take very good time and care in terms of presenting information that can be of help and benefit to parents and families. So please visit the website to read those articles. And then also there is a college tour that LEAP Literacy Center or iSearch Grant and Scholarship Consultants will be sponsoring with Education for All. We will take a tour of several colleges in the Missouri area, and one tour will be overnight, and the other will be a day trip. And in that day trip, for anyone who loves Lamberts and Sykeston, Lamberts will be included on that day trip, that turnaround college tour. So that will take place in March. And you can always check back later at our website to get more information. So today's topic is stressless parenting. I hear that parenting is stressful. And sometimes that can be very discouraging to expecting a new parent because you expect that parenting is going to be a joyful process. But we often hear people talking about, boy, wait till they grow up, or just wait till they get older, or you're in for trouble, you've got all those boys, or you have all those girls. So a lot of times we hear about all of these experiences that parents have had raising their children, and we pass on some of that, not intending to be negative, but just really trying to help parents understand the reality of parenting, that yes, it's wonderful, it's exciting, but there are also some challenges along the way. And what I'd like to discuss today is how you can stress less and have a stressless parenting experience. I want you to get a piece of paper and something to write with, because there are four basic personality types. And once you look at these personality types, then it will help you to stress a little less in terms of your relationships with your children and yourself, and even in terms of your spouse and coworkers and neighbors and so forth. So at this time, if you can grab some paper and something to write with, that would be helpful. This is also an exercise to where at any point, if you need me to provide an example or further explanation, feel free, you know, to press 1, and then I can bring you into the conversation and I can give you an example or more explanation. Also, this is a show that you may want to listen to later. You can catch the replay later today or later on in the week. So then that way you can go back through the information with your spouse or significant other and with even with your children perhaps. So let's go ahead and get started. Hopefully you have paper and pencil, something to or pen. And what I want you to do is to first write down your name and the names of your children, but allow enough space between the names so that you can write some things down. You can take some notes as we go along. Because by the end of this show, you will have 4 letters that represent the overall personality type, that your personality type and your children's personality type. So basically, we're all different, but when you look at the personality types, it helps you to stress a lot less in many different circumstances. And I know that as parents, we do tend to look at our children, especially if you have more than one, you might notice, wow, they're different. You know, this child is a little more passive. This is a little one is a little more aggressive. Or even when you have one, you might look and say, whoa, that's a mini me. So we notice our children's personalities. But I want us to take some time just to think about that a little more, and so that we can, again, stress less as parents. And that also works if you have adult children. You know, until we leave this world as parents and with our children, we still have that parent-child relationship going on. So it's very important for us to remember that as parents, we're still molding and grooming our adult children as well, and we're trying to build relationships with them. So at this time, let's go ahead and get started. There's quite a bit. I want to talk first about stress and the fact that stress has reached epidemic proportions in today's society. People are becoming more and more aware of the detrimental health-related side effects and are desperately looking for ways to reduce it. You know, there are several things. There's medication, there's meditation, there's exercise, and so forth, even diet. So what is stress, and can it be reduced? Stress might be simply defined as a situation that causes a negative automatic reaction. For example, if we hear a loud noise, our minds and bodies immediately switch to fight or flight mode. We go on high alert. We stop, we look around, and we listen for a sign of impending danger. And until we reach the conclusion that there's no immediate danger or that the danger has passed, we remain on high alert, ready to flee or take defensive action if need be. So this reaction is a familiar one. We've all experienced it. We didn't stop to think what reaction it should be or what we want to do. It just happened. So the reaction came from our subconscious mind, and we responded in a pre-programmed way. However, many things happen around us on a daily basis, while not posing any immediate danger, nonetheless creating stress. In fact, I was talking with someone about stressful situations and doing quite a bit, taking on extra responsibilities earlier today. And particularly with women, we do that anyway, and even especially as moms. But the stress that we face outside of immediate danger, it can be last-minute change in plans, a disagreement with a spouse or a boss, financial concern, an unruly child, disagreement over how work should be accomplished, family interactions, a heavy or conflicted schedule. Not to mention concerns about the economy, job security, or retirement. And we know that the list goes on and on from there. So how do we react to such stress? Our bodies react similarly, but our minds react differently according to the hardwiring of our personality types. So stress can't be managed or reduced with a one-size-fits-all approach. But with the knowledge of personality types combined with the understanding of the differences of how stress is triggered and how it is displayed for each type can begin to give us helpful solutions. So that's what we want to focus on today is these different personality types, you know, and how they come about and what they are. So again, if you're just joining us, I would love for you to grab a piece of paper and something to write with so that you can write your name on the paper and the names of your children and leave enough space between the names so that you can try to analyze them a little bit and analyze yourself. And what you'll come up with is four letters of the basic personality types. There are 16, actually, and as I go through them, some of you might say, well, I'm a little bit of both. And that's true. Sometimes we are a little bit of both in one or more areas, but today we just want to focus on the either or. So either I'm this or I'm that. It's black or white. No gray. We will focus on the gray in today's show. So let's talk about energy preferences. So an energy, this is whether or not you're an extrovert or an introvert. And this particular category is, it yields some interesting results. Sometimes we think that we're one way or the other, but once you actually go through the process, then you find that you may not necessarily be the one that you had thought originally, or you may only be part of it. So let's look at introversion or extroversion. So if you're an extrovert, you or your children, then you'll put an E. If you or your children, you're an introvert, then you want to put an I. So remember, at the end, you will have four letters identifying their personality type. So under this first category is dealing with energy preferences. So approximately 75% of the people are extroverted, but only 25% are introverted. So when we think about, based upon our personality types, how we're feeling, how we're taking information and so forth, and our energy, keep in mind that most of the world, according to studies, is extroverted. So extroverted, if you are initiating, meaning you introduce yourself to others, then you're extrovert. If you're receiving, then you wait to be introduced, which makes you introvert. If you're expressive, you talk openly, that's a sign of extroversion. So again, place an E if this category seems to fit you. So I'll do under extroversion. So if you are an extrovert, you're initiating, you introduce yourselves to others, you're expressive, you talk openly, you're gregarious, you have a wide circle of friends, you're active, meaning that you actively participate in different activities, and you're enthusiastic. You seek the spotlight. If this sounds like you or one or more of your children, put an E next to their name or under the name. On the other hand, you could be an introvert. Introverts are more receiving. They wait to be introduced. They're contained, very private people. We often hear a lot of people say, well, I'm just a private person. They're intimate, meaning they just have a few close friends. In fact, they might only have one close friend, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. They are more reflective, meaning that they observe things and situations. They're also quiet. They seek the background. So if you or your children, you find that you're describing you all as introverts, put in I. And then just briefly to summarize, so how do you exude energy? If you exude energy, E, you're an extrovert. If you speak before you think, and if you're full of expression, you're an extrovert. But if you conserve energy, if you think before you speak, and if you appear to be reserved, then you're an introvert. So put an I in that category. Okay, the next main category, we're looking for at two other letters when we talk about data gathering. So either you're sensing or you're intuitive. And this time, the letters that I want you to put after your E or your I, would be an S or an N. This time, even though intuition or intuitive starts with an I, we're going to use an N simply because we've already used the I for introverts. So when we talk about how people gather data, if you're a sensing person, that means that you're looking for concrete data. You are just the facts, tangible, literal. You're realistic, sensible, matter of fact, seeks efficiency. You're also practical, results oriented. You're experiential, meaning that you love hands-on and you trust experience. And then also you're traditional, you're conventional, tried and true. So put an S if that fits you or your children. And then now we'll look at the other category. So if you're not a sensing person, then you might be an intuitive person. And again, remember we're using the letter N here. So if you prefer the abstract, meaning symbolism, intangible, and figurative, if you're imaginative, you love being resourceful, inventive, you seek novelty. If you're conceptual, you love ideas, you're idea-oriented, maybe even theoretical. You talk about the hypothetical, could even live in the hypothetical, and you trust theories. Or you prefer originality, so it is unconventional, new, and unusual. Then put an in this category for you or your children. And if you have any questions, if you need me to give an explanation or an example, just press 1 during the show. So at this point, you should have 2 letters for you and your children. Maybe you're extroverted and sensing, so you are E and S. Or maybe you're extroverted and intuitive, you're E and N. So just kind of see which categories you are so far. Third category, the third one of the 4, this one deals with how you make decisions. So think about, thinking and feeling. So you're, sorry, I want to do on sensing and intuitive. So you're sensing if you live in the moment, you talk about reality, and if you follow things step by step, filling in the details. So that should be an S. If you're intuitive, you're in, you look to the future, you think about what might be possible, and you look at the big picture and how everything is connected. All right, let's go on to the third of the 4 categories. This is dealing with your decision-making preference. So you're either a thinker or a feeler. So you will have either a T or an F. Start first. Now, this category with these statistics, approximately 50% of the people are thinkers and 50% of the people are feelers. However, there's a gender bias. So 75% of the men and only 25% of women are thinkers. And if we flip it, we can say 75% of the women and 25% of the men are feelers. So just to give you a few statistics there, again, 50-50, but more men are thinkers and more women are feelers. So you'll put a T or an F as your third letter behind the previous 2 that you have for yourself and your children. So if you're thinking, then you're logical. So you're maybe impersonal. It seeks impartiality, objective analysis. You're reasonable, truthful, cause and effect, apply principles. You question things, meaning you're being precise, challenging. You want a discussion. And what often happens is when people question things, people think that they're trying to be confrontational when actually they're just trying to understand the different points of view. Critical, meaning that you're skeptical, proof, and you tend to critique things. You're tough. You're firm, tough-minded, ends-oriented. So those are thinkers. So if you're a thinker or you have children who are thinkers, put a T as their third letter. Now, on the other hand, the feelers are more empathetic. They're personal. They seek harmony. They look for subjective analysis. They're also compassionate. They're tactful, loyal, sympathetic, apply values to situations. They're accommodating. They're approving, agreeable, and want agreement. Can we all get along and for the sake of the group, et cetera? They're accepting, meaning that they're tolerant, they're trusting, they tend to praise others. And they're also tender, meaning they're gentle, tender-hearted, and means-oriented. So your third letter should be a T or an F. If you are a thinker, then that means you say the answer is. Or you talk about what is right, and you look for differences in what people think, and you are task, data, and fact-oriented. Now, if you're a feeler, it depends on, that's what your answer is. You talk about what is fair, and you look at the similarities in what people can do, and you are relationship-oriented. So, again, your third letter should be a T or an F. And then our final category is priorities. How do you prioritize things? And you're looking at it from a judging viewpoint or a perceiving viewpoint. So you want to have a J or a P. And in this category, it's 50-50. 50% of the world, people are judgers, and the other 50% are perceivers. So if you're judging, you're very systematic. You're orderly, structured, dislikes, diversions. If you're then you're also planful, you're future-focused, and you live by a plan. You're early starting. You're motivated by self-discipline and steady work pace. You're scheduled. You like lists, routines, procedures. You're methodical. You're organized, orderly approach. Now, put a J. That should be your last of the four letters. Or if you're perceiving, that's the other category for priorities, meaning that you're casual, you're easygoing, you welcome diversions, you're open-minded, so you're present-focused, you live spontaneously, you're pressure-prompted, motivated by deadlines, bursts and spurts of work, spontaneous, lives variety, you like variety, and you want freedom, and you're emergent, you plunge in, and you're adaptable. So, again, you want to have a J or a P. If you have a J, that means you outwardly display decision-making. You desire to get things done and off your plate, and you like the comfort and familiarity of schedules and routines. If you're a perceiver, you like to gather more information. You work flexibly and inspirationally, and you prefer seeking and creating change in what you do and how you do it. So you should have four letters that you've come up with. Now, this is actually part of a training that I do. And so today, with the time that we have, there's not enough time to talk about what we can do as a plan or so forth. But the goal was just to familiarize you with those four types. These are the four basic. Remember, there are 16, and the 16 comes in the fact that people can be in the middle and there are various combinations of the personality types. But what I want you to do is just to remember, as you look at those letters, that you are different and unique, your kids are different and unique, and I'd like you to think about how you can just allow more opportunity for your children to grow and develop while still having those high expectations for them. So maybe for the child who's more structured, you can give them a specific schedule. I'd like this done in 10 minutes. For the child who needs a little less, well, they're not as apt to cater to schedules, you may want to say, well, by Friday, I need to have your room clean. So these are some things to just look at when it comes to your relationships with your kids and their relationships with each other so that you can stress less as a parent. So before we close out, we do have a comment, and if you would like to share your comments about anything you've learned or you found unique in this experience, please feel free to press 1. Hi, caller. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me on the show. I just wanted to say that I've been enjoying it so far, and I had a chance to, you know, write down the letters. I really love it. I did something a little bit similar when I first got hired on my job, and one of the things was a thinker. I ended up getting a thinker, so I thought that was just ironic, you know, that you would have that as well. That is truly me, so I was able to relate in that aspect. But just wanted to say I was really loving the activity thus far.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, if anyone else has a question or comment, anything they'd like to share from this experience, please press 1 at this time. And again, remember that the value of today's exercise is just so that you can just come to face the reality that your children are different, that they may not be, you know, as we would like to call them, little mini-me's, or, you know, that's why you may have some resistance. But I don't want to discredit your parenting skills. I would like for you to still continue with having those high expectations for your children and making sure that they are successful and that they are prepared for being a husband, a wife in the future, as well as an employer or an employee along the way, and that they're doing well academically. So keep in mind that this show is geared towards helping to build stronger family relationships and understanding the education system and preparing your child for academic success. This also helps when your child goes back to school this week, and we think about the different types of teachers that they have. I've often had to explain to several of my students, well, each teacher that you have has perhaps different personalities, also different expectations, but nevertheless, the overall goal is academic success. And so as you're working with your children this week, this is something that can be helpful for you, just to remember that they all have their own personalities, as do you. And so finding the things that work and the strategies that fit with helping to raise your child can help you to stress. If you visit the website, www.educationforallinc.com, you will see the PowerPoint. We always have notes to the show that gives you key points as you close out. And so I would like for you to also remember that at any point, if you need to contact me, feel free to email me at Carletta@educationforallinc.com. And then also feel free to visit the replay so that you can share this information with others. Remember that no one is the keeper of all information. So please take time to share this show with other parents, because stress is becoming a major epidemic in our society. There are parents who have become very abusive and frustrated, and the situations have really nothing to do with their children per se, but the fact that they are frustrated, then the children and their spouses often become the target of their frustrations. So please take the time to share the information with parents, and remember that those categories that we discussed today were extrovert and introvert, sensing or intuitive, thinking or feeling, and judging and perceiving. So with that, I thank you for joining me today. And our guest, who was originally scheduled today, had a funeral, so let's keep her in our thoughts and prayers. And she will join us in March in time for report cards for the end of towards the end of the year. And next week, we will be joined by Dr. Shanta Smith speaking about character. And we're focusing on honor of Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday. So thank you very much. Join us next week. Christ, because God's favor on you.